There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock, nice to have you with us. Believe it or not, we opened the show with a Cade Cunningham topic. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Houston, we have a problem. We've worked our way into the Lions, which we're going to do now, and certainly some college football with the 12-team bracket. And I don't know, Saturday night just didn't have the same sizzle. By the way, did you see, Evan just shared it with me, Aiden Chiles spoke today?
No.
He was asked about the rivalry, and I'm paraphrasing lightly. Basically, he's like, look, I come from a place that had a big in-state rivalry. It wasn't nothing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, so, again, I don't think it's wrong or hot takey for State fans to go, that team didn't look like they understood what this rivalry was, much less the head coach. Which, again, it may not have impacted the outcome. I'm just telling you, as a fan, that looked way too businesslike. Mm-hmm. All right, so Lions, you heard in the update, Dan Campbell was asked by Cookies, and, you know, we'll see, and maybe we do, maybe we don't. Look, I'm not impugning Dan Campbell one way or the other here. They're either making a trade or they're not. The question I have for you guys, quite simple. Week from today, if they don't make a move, how is that in any way acceptable? Now, today's news, Deontay Johnson, very nice receiver. He's not top 10 in this league and probably not top 15. Is he a top 25 receiver? Probably. He's going to the Ravens. Carolina to the Ravens. Ravens loading the wagon. The Chiefs acquired DeAndre Hopkins last week, acquired Josh Uche, the edge rusher, yesterday. They're loading up. You're starting to see this pick up a little bit. I just want to hear from you guys. If a week from today they don't have a move made, and again, what level of move is a different conversation. The level of move, that's where it's like, well, I don't know if it's enough or not. If they don't make a move, if Dan Campbell's commentary is the truth, Rico has said he likes Dan Campbell because he tells the truth.
Right.
All right, if it is not something that they're absolutely going to do, how could any of you be okay with that? Explain that. Don't they have to make a move? You've lost Davenport, Kaminsky, Pecco, and Hutchinson.
Right.
Four guys in your playing group. One of them's a defensive player of the year. The other one was your keynote free agent acquisition on the D-line. It's not acceptable not to be all in, right?
You're correct. The only way I can see them, unless they look at the schedule and say, wait a minute, Green Bay may be without their quarterback. Texans have no wide receivers. If we can get through this stretch and we're 8-1, I'll take our chances on the back end of the schedule. And looking at everybody else in the NFC, there's no dominant teams. It's you and Philadelphia. That's the only reason why. Now, I agree. I do think that they need to make a move. I think it's going to be a smaller move. I don't think it's going to be that, you know, the move that everybody wants of Crosby or Garrett. I think it's going to be somebody else. I think they understand they need that. It's just, how much are we willing to spend? What are we willing to give away? And that's where, you know, in a week we'll find out. I'd like to say that David will come on and say, guys, we have a trade. That's what I'm hoping to hear. Right now, I'm leaning probably 60% they will make a trade. 40%, they're just going to stand back.
But that's not the question I asked you. How is there anyone in Metro Detroit who could justify not making a trade? See, 60-40, you have me scared. There shouldn't be 40%. There shouldn't be 4% that they don't make a move.
You can't,
it's all in.
You can't justify it unless Brad says, and we can win with these guys. Houston, he's going to get better.
They don't even like James Houston.
Well, you know what? He's all you got, so you got to dance with him.
I'd love to hear from the people. Because you know what? You're going, well, you know, let Brad
I don't think
cook.
That you can. It's just, it's a Brad Holmes. It makes no sense not to do anything. But I thought the same thing last year. And I'm not trying to go back to last year.
Right, but here's my problem. Like, okay, is Brad Holmes smarter than Howie Roseman? No, because Howie's got a ring. You don't.
No.
What is he, smarter than John Lynch?
No.
John Lynch been to 2 Super Bowls as a GM. And that's with swinging and missing on a massive quarterback move. Is he smarter than Eric DaCosta?
No. I'm with you. I just think that it everybody in Detroit is going to agree with both of us and David as well. We all see this need. Do the Lions want to go out there and just go all in and realize the path is there for you to take advantage of this, solidify your defense, because that's the only thing that's leaking on this ship. Your offense is great. Your special teams is great. Your defense is being carried by those two. Don't get seduced because Kirby or Branch gets an interception and you're thinking, oh, it's all good. It's not. Mason Rudolph shouldn't be having as many yards as he did. So I understand what you're saying.
No, I know you do. You got me freaked out that you're like, well, 60-40. I'm like, what? Oh, dear. Don't say that. My heavens. I'm terrified.
They have to make a move, but I do believe there is a segment in this city that believes they are just fine. And I'll tell you why. Here's why.
Because you don't want to give up the capital, I bet you.
Nope. That isn't why I believe it. It's because they won a game 31-29 against a division opponent, and they won a game 52-14.
So they're seduced.
And people are going to be seduced by that, and they're not going to look at the actual game. They're not going to look at how Calvin Ridley had yards. You know why? Because Mason Rudolph had time to give him the ball.
And Calvin Ridley has made that. He hasn't had a game like that in years.
Correct.
And it was like, where'd they find him at? Like, wow, the old Calvin Ridley showed up.
They're going to get seduced. But yes, they do need to make a move. We know football. We watch the game. We understand the intricacies of it. They cannot be this way and make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? Maybe I'm jaded, and I may be the wrong person to ask because I look at last year's draft. I look at the year before. Like, the people who I want them to go and get, they never go get. I've been begging, please, address this defensive line, and they don't. I don't know where the priority is with them. Now, right now, it should be pretty much desperation time because you're missing so many pieces. I just think that they believe in their guys. But I think a lot of people are going
to
be seduced.
I have to hear that stupid phrase one more time in this city where we haven't won Ugats in ages, my head's going to explode. Not coming at Rico. I'm saying this whole we love our guys stuff. What does every GM when they come to town get that tattooed on their ass cheek? We love my guys. Oh, we love our guys. I mean, honestly, that's what the Iser plan is. That's what the Tiger thing is. I don't know what the Pistons thing is. I don't know if they even know what day it is. And then there's the Lions with, well, we just like to draft and sign and keep all our people. Okay, go outside and look at how the preeminent teams in esports are doing business when they win championships. Why do we got to try to be different in that sense? Fall in line.
You can look at what the Chiefs and the Ravens have done. Those are two teams that are going to be fighting for the Super Bowl in the AFC.
Rams, Chiefs, Ravens, Eagles, Niners. Those are the best franchises in the sport, right? What do they all have in common? Moves. Mm-hmm. Aggression. I don't understand it, Rico.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you'll have people say, well, because a lot of people got angry. Well, you 3 first-round picks, that's just too much. And
I priced it for getting a yes. I can't. You know what kills me? And I'm not going too deep into this. But when I heard people talk about what I said, they left out the convenient part. I openly said, I am pricing this as if I am buying a house you don't want to move out of. The Raiders don't want to trade Crosby. Mind you, this is 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so here is a price that I think might get a yes. If you take the context out of it, then you don't get it. Sorry. You didn't do that. Others did. And that's silly. We don't need to play pretend. I was showing you the level I'm willing to go to in order to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Great teams don't stand pat. Great teams realize you could always get better. And by me taking this player, my competition can't have them either.
I hope. But hope, not a strategy. The fact that Rico is only 60-40, they make a move, that scares me. That does. And again, maybe tomorrow we're breaking news and they've made a move. But you know, we're running out of time. Now, you got a game this weekend against Green Bay. The deadline is next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Deadlines make deals. People don't. Okay, fine. You get through the Green Bay game. You're going to have this very limited window, and I swear to God, if we get to Tuesday at 4 p.m., I will be so disappointed because the need is there, and I'm not asking you to mortgage anything. That again, this is the best Lions team of my life. Go.
Yeah.
Chips to the middle of the table.
Brother, even if it costs you a first-round selection next year, you do.
But the problem is, look at all the players that are getting dealt. They're not costing anything.
Correct.
Deontay Johnson, nothing. Oh, but they're not edge rusher, smart guy. Right. My point is, it's a long road from going from a sixth-round pick to a first-round pick. Right. Call the Giants up about Aziz Ojulari. Yeah, what are you going to give up? A fourth? The guy's going to be a free agent.
Right.
Call up the Browns about Za'Darius Smith. They're headed nowhere. You got to get someone in here who can support this team. Aaron Glenn needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with David in this regard. If you value what they did to the Titans, then you're in outer space. The Titans may win three games all season. Now, that was a wonderful game, but it's a huge outlier. 62 passing yards, 52 points. You'll never see that in your life again. A kick, a punt, and an interception, all returned inside the 10. Guys, come on. Let's live in the real world, shall we?
But we beat the Vikings on the road.
Barely.
Hey, I understand. Because eventually, because you don't have the depth on that defense, it's struggling now. It's going to eventually wear down.
Hey.
Yeah.
This is real, right?
Yeah, this is real.
I just had this sent to me from a friend of mine. Detroit police investigating why Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams was released from custody after officers prepared to arrest him over a gun found underneath his seat on the passenger side of his vehicle. Is that the report you have?
That is the report I have.
Well, it would confirm the rumors we had heard about,
a couple weeks ago.
He may have been stopped and got let go. And, you know, last I checked, okay, fine. He wasn't arrested. I'm not going with it on the radio. So now there's an investigation there. Now, again, that has nothing to do with the PED two-game suspension, but this is something that warrants attention.
Can I tell you, when I heard about the suspension, that's what I thought it was about. I was like, oh, okay, maybe it was something about that rumor. And it was like, wait, he's suspended for something else?
And listen, you hear about it all the time in the world of sports. I'm not going to make it a Detroit thing. But when an athlete gets pulled over and maybe has done a solid, it's not like that's a new concept.
Right.
That's nothing we were going to lead a show with. I also didn't have proof. It was a rumor. It is something I heard. It was something that was not confirmed. But now you have news organizations putting that out there, that there's an actual investigation into why didn't you arrest this man?
Yeah.
Not good. I mean, honestly, we're not curing cancer, and no. I know that's not the hottest take in the world. This is the type of crap you speak of. The PED thing is one thing. This is another. If you're rolling around carrying and you're not supposed to be carrying, I mean, come on. Guys, how many life choices do we make? So all I've said to you the whole way is, I'm going to keep J-Mo. I got him making pennies on the dollar. I'll make him a member of my team. I am never paying you. Hope you enjoy your rookie contract. It's the only one you're ever getting from me.
Going to the mailbox looking for that big extension check.
You'll be looking for a while. It'll be right there next to the publisher's clearinghouse check.
Hi, I'm that big man.
So
here's your check from the grave.
If you have thoughts on the J-Mo thing, go ahead. But again, we do not have more details than that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, so there's your update. And again, it's probably the worst kept secret in Detroit. It's just not something you're going to run with. And, you know, a person I had talked to who told me a few weeks ago, without tracking down an officer willing to go on the record to give you that's 100% factual. Yeah, it's just nothing I was going to bring to the table. I admit that. And I've also never claimed to be somebody who's into breaking news. I don't make the news. I talk about it. But now that it's come to light that J-Mo was in fact pulled over and was not detained, and did have a firearm in the car that he did not have a CPL for, yeah, it's a bit of an issue. While you're already suspended for a PED issue, which I tried to show him some grace with, that we don't know what he took, that it is the lowest level of PED suspension. And I just said I'd gotten to a peaceful place in my life as far as J-Mo, that I will keep you here and you've shown some ability, but you are now on the naughty list. For instance, Kirby Joseph is on the nice list. I'm going to pay Kirby Joseph.
Brian Branch,
you are on the nice list. J-Mo,
we'll talk.
Here's a Lunchable. Yeah. Like, I have a fifth-year option. I can keep you through the 26th season, and that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
There is no scenario I'm paying him because you're unreliable.
Yeah. Here's some movie pass.
Now, what happens, guys, I can't speculate. There's an investigation going on. What, is the team going to pop him? I can't speak to that. Is the league going to? I don't know. It's just nonsense. You're in a Super Bowl drive. You know what you don't need? That.
A distraction.
So this team is good on its own. They can win without J-Mo, but are they better with him? Yes. Let's see how this plays out. But I don't want to go beyond that because I don't know the scope of the investigation. So, I mean, David, go ahead. What fill in the blanks here?
No, the only thing I see is he did not have a CPL. There were two guns found. His brother was driving. His brother did have a CPL. That's what I'm reading.
Right.
So,
and again, it's like, if you want to carry, go get a CPL.
That's it.
Or if you want to carry, but you don't have a CPL and you have a $500,000 car like J-Mo does, hire a driver who carries. Mm-hmm. Takes away all the problems. You'll never get a Dewey. You'll never get in a car accident and get sued for liability. You'll never get a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. And you want someone who carries? Cool. This is my driver, Tito.
Yeah,
he carries a Dirty Harry gun. I mean, that works too.
Yeah, and Tito may also be the guy. Hey, J-Mo, let's go home. Maybe we shouldn't be here. Well, yeah.
So, All right, so there you go. You want to rap about the JMO thing or you want to rap about the trades? It's all available. You want to get to the people?
Yes, get to the
people. All right, Zach is up next, 97.1. Zach, what's going on, buddy?
How are we doing today?
Good, hey. Zach. What's on your mind, pal?
So, two quick things. First one with the college playoff, 12-man team or playoff. I think it sort of helps the second-tier schools like Indiana this year. They're 7-8 and 7-0. I think any other year, their fan base might already be checked out. But now with the expanded playoff, like, they still have a chance to get in. So I think it helps those schools. But, yes, it does cut from the big momentum and the big importance of your Texas and Georgia, your Oregon and Ohio State this week. Those games, those sort of weaken now with this expanded playoff. And then the other quick thing with Alliance trade, I know it's been brought up, two first-round picks, three first-round picks for a Crosby or a Garrett. And I don't know how what it would take, but why don't we look at sending a second or a third for Landry and a fifth for Smith and get two guys for lesser draft capital instead of two high-end first-round picks?
I'm all in for that.
I have no issue. No, Zach, Rico and I stand with Zach.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, you can solve the problem a multitude of ways. You do agree with us. There is no scenario you're not solving the problem, right?
No, you need to get at least one person.
Yeah. Or, like I said, if you can bring in two guys, depth, I'm fine with that, but you have to make a move because it is a glaring need. And it's not about just, oh, well, you've been saying that for the longest. No, you need these people. Do not be fooled at the fact that your offense is putting up video game type numbers, because eventually you're going to have to stop somebody. Eventually you're going to need that third down stop. Eventually you're going to end up playing in cold weather. You're going to need to lean on your defense.
All right. Can I say something that it bothers me? And if I'm wrong, or if I'm being a boomer, or if this has nothing to do with anything, please just tell me to shut up and I will, fellas. I promise.
I need the bill?
No, I just had this sent to me. Did you see J-Mo's Halloween costume?
No.
While serving a 2-game suspension?
No.
He dressed up as a prisoner in a Department of Corrections outfit. I'm not into the troll stuff, guys. I mean, I don't know. Is it ha-ha? Not for me, it's not. But see, I know I'm 44 and I'm not in an NFL locker room. For me, it would bother me. I'm over here breaking my ass. You're over here making ha-has because you put the wrong goji berry supplement in your supply or whatever. Like,
read the room.
I know I'm an old
no,
man.
No, it's not
I
you. Just, no, because
come on, dude.
I'm not a big fan. If Amon Ra dressed up like that, because yeah, I don't expect him to ever be arrested. Okay, I'll say it. I don't. So okay, it's funny because it would never happen.
But it's less funny now when now there's an investigation. Like, you, J-Mo, know. You know you got pulled over with a gun in the car. And you got the it looks like you were done a very big solid. Like it's 1975, right?
Like the license. Wait, are you that Jameson? Oh.
Back in the day. Now those days are done.
Right.
The point is, he knew that. It doesn't matter if the outside world does. You know. I have that situation, plus I'm suspended for something else. Pick anything you want.
Yeah, dress up like a hot dog.
And I'm not going nuts. I'm not yelling. I'm not saying he's a horrible person. But do I have a right to just go, J-Mo, please, will you wake up? Will you wake up? You're throwing away $150 million because you won't grow up.
No, you're not. This is not you being a boomer. This is, but it, what it is, Mike, is both you and I, we are older. We're not in that mindset where, wow.
Just wanted to show you.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, is it AI? No, I don't think that's AI. I think that's actually J-Mo. So,
yeah, you do what you want with that. Okay, then. Sorry, I didn't mean to sideswipe things. I'll tell you what we're going to do. A lot of people want to talk. Let's get to the people.
Okay.
I want to keep it timely. David, you all right back there? You look like you're going over Zapruder film.
I'm trying to figure out what is said on his costume.
Well, yeah, and that little thing. Yeah, I was wondering that myself. All right, sell us something, Mike.
Oh, now David's got me intrigued. 248. David's figuring out a cipher. 248-539-9797. So the JMO stuff's entered the discourse. No one's yelling and screaming about it. It's just like, oh, yeah.
J-Mo is a clown. Charles Rogers 2.0. I'm done with him. Hope he gets his life together. That is from Jason. I love the kid and thought he grew up this offseason, but my patience is wearing thin with J-Mo. Strike three, gambling, PEDs, guns. I'm done. Trade him before the rookie deal is done. Michael in California, listening on the Odyssey app.
I can't go there, guys. You got the guy pennies on the dollar. You have all the control in the world. He plays a valuable role to you. He could take the top off the defense. His teammates do like him. And I'll give the kid full credit. A lot of receivers don't want to block. This kid will lay your ass out, which is a big thing for the running game. Now, look, I'm not telling you I'm thrilled about it. And if Moore comes out and he's incurring a big suspension or something, okay. But, guys, I don't want to overreact and go, that's it, throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's not the offseason. The offseason, I can react whatever way I want because I have a lot of outs to fix it. Mm-hmm. A week before the trade deadline, when he's about to finish up his suspension and be back, that's not the time to overreact. So, God forbid I'm the voice of reason. Look out. That's a big problem. Go ahead, David.
But you don't sound like a boomer, by the way.
Thank you. I just, the costume thing is you know, so tone deaf.
We're older. We see life differently than you are if you're in your 20s. He thinks it's funny. A lot of people dress up in Halloween costumes, and it's like, okay, you know, this is going to cost you, but sure, go for it.
David, go ahead.
Sounds like J-Mo has the wrong people around him. He needs to get better friends. Just trade him. He's a clown. Ain't ever going to be anything. Just a clown. Oh. Someone else says, I'm done with J-Mo. I mean, just went on a suspension, and now you're doing some stupid stuff. Like this picture.
Okay. The picture. Remember, the incident was October 8th or 10th. I forget which. I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. All right. I'm going to take it at face value. It's everything we heard. It's not something that a lot of people weren't made aware of. But if you're not able to fully track that down and get somebody on the record, you're not rolling with it. But he was, look. A lot of athletes over the years have been done solid by law enforcement, but that's decades ago. You can't do it anymore. Not with body cams, not with the heat the police are under. You can't do it. There's no more, hey, I'm going to drive you home. We're not going to give you a DUI because you play tight end for the team. Yeah. It's not going to happen. So, look, his brother was in the car. His brother had a CPL. His brother's gun was registered. He had a gun under his seat. You don't have a CPL. It's a problem. It just is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm sorry, like, guys, I have no issue with it. You want to get a CPL, you want to carry, rock and roll, do your thing. I will just tell you as an NFL football player, whether you're an actor, an NFL player, anything in between, it's better to hire people to carry the guns for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Meaning have security, have a driver, have someone whose job is to carry and to protect.
Yep.
Because here's the deal. You never have any of this happen.
Yep. Plausible deniability. It wasn't me. It was my body.
Here's my guy. Here's his papers. This is what he's paid to do. Mm-hmm. And again, you're going, oh, really? What's he supposed to do? Live it. You can live your life. But it doesn't mean you're at a Coney at 2 a.m. on the east side. It doesn't mean you're handing out waters in neighborhoods you shouldn't be in a $500,000 car. You are J-Mo. You are an NFL player. Mm-hmm. You are, in one way or another, I have bad news for you. You are a target.
Right there.
Like, because of what you've accomplished, it doesn't matter if you're a great person. It sucks to say that, but, like, if you feel a need to carry, take the proper procedures and carry.
Yeah,
do your thing.
Yeah, 99 people could say, hey, you're one of us. All it takes is one to say, I want what you have. And now this is a different story.
Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
The gun situation with J-Mo, not everyone is a criminal. Some people need to be educated. We as police are in the business of educating people, and that's what tickets truly are. I truly believe that's what they were doing here, to then educate him on how to properly transport.
But when you don't write the ticket, when you don't arrest the person, when you don't write a citation, whatever terminology you want, you lose the ability to stand on teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm fine if somebody's going 7 over and a branch covered a sign or they blew a stop sign. And you go, hey, do me a solid. Will you please slow down?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good there. when you get into the business of guns, I don't know, man. That's a tough thing. And I have no issue with guns. I'm making a point, right. Like, you right, kind of lose the leg to stand on.
Yeah, it's not a teachable moment because you technically didn't teach him anything because you didn't write the ticket. You just kind of said, go along your way. So if anything, you said, you're famous, we're going to let you get away with this.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it feels like. Yeah.
Looks like, sounds like, feels like. David, go ahead.
Overreaction. He's fine. Free J-Mo.
What's the overreaction? That's all I'm asking.
No, but J-Mo can do whatever, and you will get people saying, free J-Mo.
No, but what's the overreaction? I haven't. I'm defending him that you don't throw him out, throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not slandering him. I'm not yelling. The height of my criticism is, I'm just not going to give you a long-term contract next year. And I'm going to pay other people in the front line.
It's an overreaction because we're critiquing the things that he's doing off the field, that he keeps doing.
That he's suspended for.
Right.
And now you have another situation. And again,
but if we stop talking about it, it doesn't exist.
No, that's not how life works.
I understand. But to some people, the free J-Mo people, oh, it's only news because you guys talk about it.
I didn't break the news. In fact, I chose not to run with it on this radio show because I didn't have anyone on the record to do it. I can't help some of you. I think that's just where I'm at. You know what? You're right. Free J-Mo. 2 + 2 = 5. You win. You're right.
Maybe that could be our Halloween costumes.
What?
We get some free J-Mo t-shirts.
There you go. You're right. David, go ahead.
David, get your God Be God in person on that.
I can, honestly. I can. When did it become an issue to use your Second Amendment right? Also, the other CPL holder can claim the second weapon. See, I'm not familiar with the law, okay, so I don't know.
You can, if you are in the car and you have a gun and you're with someone with a CPL, they can. The problem is his brother had his gun and he is registered. J-Mo had his underneath his seat in the passenger side.
Yeah,
so not the same thing. Second of all, no one's infringing on Second Amendment rights. There are rules. If you want to buy a shotgun for home defense, great. If you walk out of the house with it, you may have a problem. There's a CPL to carry. That's all you have to do.
And according to the news story, his brother tried to take claim of the second gun, but then J-Mo admitted it was his.
Thank you. So, God,
so okay.
Can we just please? I mean, again.
The whataboutisms?
Yeah, we don't need to do that. And it's not an issue about guns, gun control. Guys, guns are fine. Follow the rules. That's all. That's all anyone asks. Stick to the rules. You want to carry? Do it. My advice if you're an NFL football player. My advice if you are a congressman. My advice if you're a movie star. You're a rapper. You're a country singer. Here's the advice. Hire people to carry for you. Hire security. You feel like you need a gun? You feel like you need protection? Have someone else handle that liability. I don't think that that's a crazy opinion.
No.
Sorry. Now, certainly have a gun for home defense. Do the thing you need to do to protect yourself within the four walls of your home. No stress. But if you're going to be cruising around town and you feel like you need a gun under that seat, all you got to do is get a CPL. It's really not that hard. I don't think that's an unfair thing that there are rules. I ask you to follow them. Because you're a member of the Detroit Football Lions and you've got 52 other guys in that locker room depending on you to stick to the rules. Mm. Go ahead.
A CPL holder in Michigan can have multiple guns on their person. Weird, it's under the passenger seat, though.
Oh, God, help me, please. J-Mo admitted it's his gun and he doesn't have a CPL. His brother does. His brother tried to save his ass and the cops did him a solid. At some point, own your effing actions. That's it. I'm not asking for this young man to be thrown away. In fact, I've defended keeping him and just said, I'm just not going to give you a long-term deal because you're not reliable. Why is it that some of you are bending over backwards for someone who wouldn't bleep on you if you were on fire? He's a football player. He is not your savior. He is not the God you pray to. I don't understand it.
Mike, it's what we always joke about. 2 + 2 = 5.
I know.
To some people, they will only see what they want to see.
But I like the guy, but I don't need to explain away that he did something wrong. I can just go, look, we got to figure it out.
But if that's the case, if you like the guy, then what are we talking about? Just, you know, it's no big deal. You know, stuff happens.
It's not life, man.
I understand.
I know you do. I'm flustered.
I know. And that's why
I think I've been incredibly fair.
You have. All we did is report what's going on, that the police are investigating why he had...
why he was let go.
Yeah, why he was let go. They didn't do anything about it. Okay.
So here's my thing. If DPD did arrest him, are these people doing the same thing?
Yes.
But how?
Well, he didn't shoot anybody. He just had a gun, and he's trying to protect... No, because then it would be, he needed a gun to protect himself.
Which I respect.
Right.
Here are the rules to do that.
But he already had his brother in the car that had a CPL.
What you don't understand is, to some people, it won't matter because they're just going to come up with something, new reason of why it's okay. That's all.
Got you. I think that says it all.
All right, we talked about a lot today. We started the show off with Pistons. Then it was, would you rather have your candidate for president win or the Lions make a blockbuster move? We had some college football talk. If you missed any of that, use that Odyssey Rewind. Go back and listen right now. Hey, we just got hit with the news that this just in. Detroit police are investigating why Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams was released from custody after officers prepared to arrest him over a gun found underneath his seat on the passenger side. So that's going on right now. That is the breaking story. Wojo and Rieger up next. David, go ahead.
I do have a statement here from J-Mo's attorney. Before I read that, let's not forget what I said earlier. In the story, it says that Jameson Williams said that the second gun was his. Okay, so here's a statement from the lawyer. On October 8th, my clients were pulled over for an alleged traffic violation. During the course of the stop, my clients were both cooperative and respectful with the police officers. With the two pistols that were found in the vehicle, they were both properly registered, and the driver in the vehicle had the proper credentials to carry them. We have cooperated with law enforcement and will continue to do so. So the lawyer in his statement is saying that the gun was the driver, both of them. That's what he's saying, but the story says otherwise. So the lawyer's doing his job.
100%.
We'll see what happens with the investigation.
Listen, he's doing what any good lawyer is going to do. His job is to get his client exonerated or off with the least amount. This isn't our first day out of school here. I'm with you. And I'm not going to attack that. It's just, if J-Mo admitted that's his gun, that flies in the face of any defense you'd have. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's why they say keep your mouth shut.
I want to see what comes of it. There's no scenario I'm trading the kids. So you guys can stop sending those in.
I think I can speak for you, Mike, and you, David. It's no scenario where we're saying J-Mo needs to go to jail.
No.
J-Mo needs to be. No.
He just needs to grow up.
Nobody's saying any of that. We're just saying
It's the second time, too. And look, I'm more sensitive to the Halloween costume thing, of flouting it, knowing you got pulled over, knowing you got done a solid, right? And then you're on suspension currently for PED thing, separate, and you wear a jumpsuit to a Halloween party. That's not the first time he's basically said, I'm above all this.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended for gambling, 24 hours later, you're in Las Vegas at a UFC fight. In the mecca of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at a certain point, come on, man, just, you got to roll with this here. You got to grow up. Need you to grow up.
Yeah. You realize that everybody's really on your side. Everybody wants you to do well. And we're trying to protect you from you. So
it's look, he's been productive when on the field. They can win without him, but they're at their best with him. And they've got to find a pathway to that, which A, get this suspension done. And then B, you've got to wait and see what the hell is next. I can't speak to that. I have no idea what the investigation will yield. Is the team going to suspend him? Can't say. Is the league through their personal conduct policy? Well, that would depend on what this investigation bears. I can't go there. But it's all nonsense in a year. They don't need any nonsense. Mm-hmm. And they're already dealing with 4 D linemen who've been hurt and out for the year. So, yeah, I'm a little more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Briggs, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. By the way, the Lions issued a statement. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... it's real, I guess. Interesting.
Well, it's funny because when the suspension came down for the PEDs, I thought it was because of this. Because yeah, so we heard the rumor.
We did hear the rumor.
I'm like, oh, okay, it's over that gun charge. Oh, wait, it's not over that.
Right, and there was no gun charge. Right. You know, he got the discount double check.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. It falls into our lap. We got to hit on it. I mean, at some point you say to yourself, I mean, how much is too much? I mean, listen, I do think there were times when people might have been a tad unfair to J-Mo, but now it just keeps piling up and piling up. So we'll hit on it.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, drop of water in a bucket. Eventually, it fills the bucket.
Right, and it's almost like just looking at his costume yesterday, not a huge deal, right? But then you add it to everything else, and it's almost like he's mocking everything.
Well, it's okay to be bothered by it because it's a sign of immaturity. Just like going to Vegas optically, and I know Bob hates optics, but the optics
after the UFC visa,
you get popped for gambling, and the first thing you do is you're in Las Vegas at a UFC fight. Can't happen. Just can't happen.
And this is why you can't let somebody think they're entitled. And everybody that backlashed when he would get in trouble and say, leave him alone, leave him. I get to a certain degree, like Rieger said, people went a little overboard. But this is why you can't just say, oh, he's different, he's immature. And he clearly took that when he's saying to the officer, "What? Yeah, I'm a Detroit Lion."
He said it three times, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, is it the? I don't know what the league does with it now because I guess technically he wasn't arrested, although they're revisiting it.
It will depend on the investigation, what comes down from there. And remember, the league has the hammer. The league can do whatever they want according to personal conduct.
That's true.
I don't want anything to happen. I'm just saying you don't want to give them an inch.
What's interesting though is his brother tried to cover for him, which. Would that have worked? And then J-Mo said, no, it's my gun.
Yeah, it can work because if you have a CPL, you can carry multiple guns.
And
but J-Mo said it's his gun.
Yeah, he said it's his gun.
But does each gun have to be registered? Like, I wonder.
It doesn't matter who it's registered because that gun was registered to J-Mo.
So long as, from what I believe, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, nor do I sleep at a Holiday Inn Express. Mm. But so long as it's not an illegal gun,
right?
Then yes, if it's a gun. You can own two. Hey, this is not registered to me, yes, but it's my gun.
Fellas, yeah. I just said it to you. I said it earlier on the air. You disagree, it's fine. You're an NFL player. You're a country music artist. You're a politician, anywhere in between. Right, you're one of these huge public figures. If you're going to be out at night and you feel like you need a gun, hire a driver who's licensed.
Hire
a driver who's licensed to carry. You're all set. No liability. You never run into an issue with the law. No speeding, no car accidents, no DUIs, no gun charges. It just takes care of itself.
I know. But again, it goes to immaturity. And it goes back to what he said when, you know, he was with the kids out of the Coney Island at whatever.
No, those are two separate incidents.
No, I know. But what did he say about that? You know, I love the city. I'm part of it. I love being out there with kids. And then when he was caught with a gun, what did he say to the police? I live in Detroit, man.
Why That's why I have a gun. I got to protect myself.
Okay, so you know that. But you downplayed that part of it when it was to your advantage to say you were just hanging with your buddies.
Oh, provocative Wojo in the house. All right. Rieger and Woji will give
Don't
you their perspective.
Hypocrite, J-Mo.
All right. You need to calm down.
No!
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.